If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.
Her transmission right out. You know what I'm saying?
Who's your, you ever watch like your mom or dad's old movies and then be like, oh, I'm very attracted to that lady. But they were like really old when you were young. You know what I mean?
Then you were wow. When I was a kid, I had a crush on Shirley Temple, right? Because I would watch her old Shirley Temple movies, right?
You were 25,
And she, no! Oh,
okay.
I was like 12, and in the movies, she was 12. And I was like, younger, actually. I think I was like 7 or 8, because I remember having a conversation with my parents, and they thought it was adorable. So 12 would have been way too old. Plus, my parents were still together, and they weren't when I was 12. So thinking back, I was probably 7 or 8. And I remember going, I want her to be my girlfriend. I have a crush on her. And then my dad's like, oh, that's cool, son, because she's 61 years old. And I'm like, what? It ruined me. It broke my little heart. I love Shirley Temple. She did all those cute little songs and stuff and all of her old black and white movies. She was adorbs. And then I found out she was an old-ass lady when I was a kid. And I was like, man. For half a second, I was like, well, you know, maybe we can make it work. You know what I mean? Like, you know, love is love, right, Dad? You know?
I think there was quite a few with me. Number one, I spent a lot of time with my bubby when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So Susan Lucci from All My Children.
Oh,
that was
yeah,
one.
Dude.
But
she wasn't like the same age. She was an older broad. Yeah.
Because
she was probably 50 in the 80s. Susan Lucci was.
She was
up there.
This is 90s, so she was probably in her 60s at that
time. But I used to watch her with my grandma in the 80s. That was a thing. Why did grandmothers make their dumb little fat grandkids watch soaps with them?
I used
to watch that one. Oh, I got into it. Remember, what's her name? The morning show girl, Kelly Ripa. I remember when she was a kid on that show.
That was one of my first crushes. Haley.
Yeah.
She played Haley on All My Children.
She did.
That was one of my first crushes.
Yeah. And then remember she had Susan Lucci, Erica Kane, married Adam Chandler, and then he had his dumb brother.
Stuart.
It was Stuart. That was really him.
Yep.
And he was a little off. Yeah.
He was very naive, Stuart. He got himself in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. He wasn't like, he didn't have like a real handicap. But he, you know what I mean? He was slow.
Yeah, he did, but he didn't. I know exactly
what you mean.
Yeah. He wasn't.
Like, he didn't have, like, a chromosome issue or anything like that.
Correct.
He was just kind of a slower, normal guy.
Yep.
The guy that played him, great job acting. It really seemed like two different people.
There was, when I was a kid, I loved the movie Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah.
And there was a Grumpy Old Men, too. Jack Lemmon and Matthau.
Walter Matthau. Yeah.
And their girlfriends that they were fighting, or I guess the protagonist of the women variety in that was Sophia Loren. She was probably, she might have been 70, but I had a big crush on her too.
So you got a grandma fetish.
I don't think it's a fetish. It's just, you know, there's a few ladies that I wouldn't mind taking for a spin. What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. Nothing. No, man.
I mean, Sophia Loren as a young woman was obviously like one of the first, in the Marilyn Monroe era, maybe even before, like this goddess that was kind of like Hollywood, you know, royalty. Yeah. I'm trying to find her from, let me see what she looked like in Grumpy Old Men 2.
My broads, when I was a kid, the women that I liked, I had a thing for Terry Garr for a minute.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Really had a thing for Madeline Kahn. Oh, man.
Oh, I don't
know
that one.
She was like the perfect one. And she was funny. She played in a lot of comedy movies. Super duper hot. Yeah.
Oh, she's cute.
Yeah, I loved her.
She's
dead
now,
she was
huh?
something else. Is she? I think so. Damn. Yeah, maybe.
Wait, let me check.
Yeah, so back when I was a kid, Madeline Kahn, her. Trying to think other 80s ladies. Of course, Madonna. Every guy, every teenage boy wanted to bang Madonna in the 80s, you know?
Madeline Kahn died in 1999.
Good God, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was something,
she wasn't that old, though. I mean, she was born in 1942 and died in 99. That's 57.
Wow. And I'm trying to think of this this other gal's name. Yeah, Madeline Kahn was great in like History of the World. Oh, Bernadette Peters was another one that I really loved.
Bernadette.
Yeah, she was so fine. She was in The Jerk. She was Steve Martin's love interest in The Jerk, if you ever seen that movie.
Bernadette Peters.
Yeah, she was fine, right?
She's she's 74?
She's still alive?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Unless it's Bernadette Peters, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, she had like the curly hair.
Yeah, dude. Look at her in the 80s. Though. Look at her, Bernadette Peters from The Jerk. So hot.
Let's see. Yeah. The Jerk's one of my favorite movies, too, by the
way. Dude, love that movie so much. It's in my top 20 all time. Old Nathan Johnson.
Oh, yes, yes. I know her. She's in a lot of stuff. A comedic actress. Yeah.
Yes, dude. Fine, son.
I want to see what she looks like now.
I know. By the way, call us with your childhood adult boner crushes. We would like to hear from you.
We do have a few calls on if you want
to. Yeah, let's grab them. Maybe somebody's talking about who they used to, you know. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello. Hi, man.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. This sucks so far.
Goodbye.
All right. Jesus Christ, dude. All right, let's get another one. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you tonight?
Yeah, talking about the 80s crush ladies, about Suzanne Somers from Three's Company.
Oh, yeah. But didn't you kind of like the other, who was it? What was the other girl's name? Nancy? What was her name? Because she seemed
know,
like more attainable.
Everybody loves Suzanne Somers.
Oh, absolutely, dude. Yeah, and then she had that one workout video?
Master.
Yes!
Joyce DeWitt.
The Thigh Master.
Yeah, Joyce DeWitt just died, I believe. Yeah, but she was pretty fine, too. You know?
Yeah,
Jack Tripper died. They're all dead. All right, thanks, dude. Enjoy your boner. All right, cool. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Bye.
Nice. Johnny B. Show.
How's it going, y'all?
Hey,
Fritz,
boy.
What's up, baby girl? What up? Who was your childhood crush? Was it somebody? Was it before movies were made, or what's going on?
No, but it's a little bit before y'all's time, but not much. But okay, first one was Sally Field from Flying Nun.
Yep.
Oh yeah, from that movie. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like Smokey and the Bandit. Sally Fields,
dude. Can I tell you my Sally Field one? You're gonna be like, "What the hell?"
Oh, I already know.
You?
I already know. Let
what
me guess.
Is it? Yeah. Go
Forrest
ahead.
Gump.
No.
Oh.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh. Okay. All right. Wow.
I know. Older I'm Forrest. Dude, I might be a sick bastard.
You are a sicko, dude. Oh my God. You need to get a morning show in Sun City Center so you can bang them all.
Yeah.
Good God.
And then I had Jodie Foster because we're about the same age.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but I want not same age. I want like when you were a kid. Like yeah. Really
okay. Yeah. I had Audrey Hepburn from My Fair Lady.
Okay.
God, you're old.
There we go. That's
yeah.
He was sweet. And one more from the original Parent Trap. What was her name? A red-haired chick. Oh, damn
Love
it.
Her.
Now I spaced it.
Wait, what is it? Now what was she in?
The original Parent Trap.
Parent Trap. Okay. Let me look it up. I'll find it for you.
Helly Mills.
Yeah. 1961.
Oh, man. That is a long time ago.
Good Lord.
That's the year I was born. By the way, you guys mentioned September 21st for Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
That's my birthday.
Can you name us all five members of the Wu-Tang Clan?
You'll get tickets if you can.
Heck. I've only started hearing about those guys since I started listening to the Bone Reese. You know, well, I've been listening for 10 years, but
racist.
No, man, I like the Beastie Boys and Run DMC and all that older stuff. You know, NWA still got those.
All right,
but
all right.
Just wanted to check in, dudes, and
all right, buddy.
My,
boner time.
Thanks,
all right, have a great weekend.
Love
all right,
you. Bye.
Don Wells could have got it, too, when I was a kid. I think everybody wanted that.
All right, hold on. Let me look that up. Don Wells.
You may know her as Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yes, of course.
I mean, obviously, Ginger, you know, was hot.
Yeah.
But Don was, I don't know.
She was better.
I don't.
I like Dawn better, yeah.
She wasn't as like airheady and skanky as Ginger. She had the short shorts, you know, the original Daisy Duke. That was another one of mine when I was a kid, if you know what I'm saying.
I have two.
Okay.
That just came to me. What's the chick from Fleetwood Mac? What's her name?
Oh, yes.
What's her name?
Yes.
The really popular
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. And then most beautiful woman in the world, and there's a particular photo of her that Andy Warhol took.
Oh.
Blondie.
Yeah, she was a badass.
I had that as my wallpaper for a period of time.
I had a little crushy poo in high school for Lita Ford, too. And, man, she went downhill. I saw her about 5 years ago. I'm like, oh, Lord, she's the size of a Ford truck. You know, but, Lita Ford was fine in the 80s, dude. She did that video with Ozzy Osbourne. I was like, yeah. I never really was into a rock chick until her. I was like, yeah. She could totally smoke a cigarette and blow it in my face.
I just sent you the picture. I'm half chubbed in here looking at this. I just sent it to you.
Yeah, she was pretty badass. No doubt. You know she had the first rap song, right?
Yeah, they say that.
I know.
I don't think so.
But it's a fun argument to have with people, though. People get so pissed off.
You know what I like about her in this photo, too? I know this is bad for radio because it's an image, but
that from the neck down looks like a dude.
I didn't think about that, but she's
This is the worst photo. You gave me worst photo of
that
her.
That gives me the biggest boner in the world.
Really?
Yes.
Because from the neck down, that's Mick Jagger. From the neck up, it's Blondie.
Look, I'm a sick bastard, I guess. I don't know what to tell you, but
I don't know. You need to see what she looks like now since you like 75-year-old, you weirdo.
No, I don't. That's the thing. I've seen her now, and I'm like, ah. But this picture here, she's not classically gorgeous.
Okay.
It's not like she's not like a model or anything, but that's just like a woman to me. And she's got the bright red lipstick on. Her hair is not, you know, it's a little bit of a mess. She's got obviously no top on. You can't see her breasts or anything, but you can see the little cut where it got.
Ooh,
where they kind of
I got
start.
Another one. I got another one. Two of them. I got two of them from the 80s from when I was a kid.
Okay.
That lived in my young man, my teenage spank bank. Kelly LeBrock.
Yeah, okay.
You know, from Weird Science.
She's like your age, though.
No. She was a woman when I was 13. She's a lady in red. I would say she's 61, if I had to guess, Kelly LeBrock.
She's 62.
Okay. And the other one, who's also about 7 years older than me, Molly Ringwald.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I liked her in Breakfast Club. Yeah.
She was like girl next door, cute, hot. She wasn't like, you know, like a Kelly LeBrock hot or a Jamie Lee Curtis hot, you know, or a Heather Locklear hot. She was like
classy,
attainable girl next door hot with little freckles on her nose and kind of imperfections, but just adorable. Yeah.
Yeah,
Molly Ringwald.
Agreed. We got full phones if you want to tear through these.
All right,
we got to go to break.
Let's tear through them, and then we'll come back and do a fast break and get out. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. Who's this?
My name's Ted.
Hey,
Ted. What's up?
What up, brother?
I got another twofer for you from the 80s. I was thinking Lonnie Anderson and Jan Smithers from WKRP. You remember them?
Hell yeah. Very nice.
Those are good ones. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man. There you go. WKRP. That was going way back. All right. Johnny B Show. Who's this?
This is Joe.
What up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
What up, dude? A couple things. Number one, I don't really like Stevie Nicks. I just like the way she smells. I'll throw that out there. Nice. And then number two, I'm a little bit younger than you guys, so I don't. I just.
Did you
Kelly Kapowski?
Yeah, bye. Yeah, I think he did. I'd say he was excited about Kelly Kapowski, you know?
Kelly Kapowski. That's not – he's too young. Well, maybe he's
from the 90s.
Like a little kid. Okay, so that's fine. That's acceptable.
We have to allow that. Yeah.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen is her name.
It's 25 years ago now, Will.
Yeah, true.
You know?
True.
Or more. Hello, Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Yeah, how about Big Wheel Keep on Burning, Tina Turner.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. What's love got to do with it when I'm 12 years old?
Thank you, sir.
Some Astro Glide. Later. Johnny B Show, how can we help you?
Hey, this is Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Got a My little childhood crush there, probably like around 12. It was Kim Cattrall, Mannequin.
Yes, great that, one. That's a good
one. For some reason,
that
was like, hello. I don't know what. I didn't even know what was going on yet. And I was like, what's going on?
Mommy, can you tell me what's happening down here? And she's like, exactly. That's a good one, buddy.
That's a good one. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man. Have a great weekend. All right. We still got more?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Hey, it's Nate Heimer.
Hey, Nate.
What up?
My two favorite crushes from back in the 80s, one was, of course, Barbara Eden from...
I Dream of Jeannie.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then Farrah Fawcett, on account of the fact that she had those gigantic nipples.
Wait, she did? How do you know?
Oh, my God. Lord.
She did. This came about later, but, you know, she was always, like, they're always poking through when she was on Charlie's Angels.
Hell yeah.
And then went back, like, maybe in the late 80s, early 90s, she did a softcore porn video with Playboy.
Oh. Hell yeah.
And you got to see the thing, everything up top. Nothing down below so much, but everything up top. And, yeah, they were ginormous.
Well, cheers to that. Thanks, Nate.
All right, thanks, pal. Weirdo.
We got two more.
All right, let's get them. Hello, you're on the Johnny B. Show. Tell us your crush when you were a kid.
Hey, man.
Hey, love the show, man.
Thanks, man.
Two of them, Valerie Bertinelli.
Yes!
And Phoebe Cates.
Good ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Valerie Bertinelli could still get it. She's on the Food Network all the time now, like Kids Baking Championship. And she's like, look at this pie. She said that a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, that's exactly what I wanted to do in 1984, Valerie Bertinelli.
Absolutely.
Thanks, buddy.
Cheers, man.
Later. There you go. All right, one more. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, this is Tim.
Hey,
what's
Tim.
Up, bud?
Hey, Johnny. I love you guys' show. Hey, I don't know if you mentioned her. I don't know her name, but that girl with the black hair from the Gremlins, she was in that high school movie.
She came
out of the pool.
What's her name?
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.